Yo. So today is September 2nd, 7:50 p.m. Today I don't feel like doing anything. Anyway, today I went back up there to the potential job, and gave him put in my application. She says she's gonna contact me back when things open up. She says since I am willing to work any shift, I'm pretty much at the top of the list, because I can work any shift. What else? What's wrong with that? Nothing else really happened. I think I'm getting better at rapping. That's pretty cool. When I'll be able to showcase that, I don't know yet. But I am getting better. It seems like I do better when I'm like walking and stuff, like walking outside for some reason. So I'll have to try to incorporate that when I start making more music. Maybe like, get a treadmill inside of the studio, walk on the treadmill and like have like a window open or some shit, inside the studio and shit. Or something, I don't know. The people that I live with are really nice people. They're Hispanic, so they're usually very, most of them are very, usually very nice people. Especially older ones, they're really, really nice, really chill. I've been thinking about is like how I deal with people that I don't know, like personally, when it's outside of a quote unquote party situation, because at a party, I know what's going on. You know what I mean? I know what the reason we're here at the party. I know what's going on. You know what I mean? When it's just like somebody I live with, I don't know what their goals are. I don't know what the vibe really truly is. I just know they're chilling, So, I'm kind of like standoffish, which is interesting because I'm pretty extroverted. But when it comes to meeting new people, I'm pretty quiet. And I just kind of like feel the vibe first. It's kind of like, I guess it's how it is. I feel the vibe. I understand what vibe, what vibe it is. And, I usually act upon that, whatever I feel like is, feel the vibe is, and I try to act upon that and just see what's up, but also I'm still trying to get used to just talking to people and I guess getting used to people being nice to me in general, which is funny because like it's different from people being nice to you online than people being nice to you in real life. For some, it's just like it's a different type of feeling, it's a physical feeling, and it's like they're physically being nice to you, cooking for you, cooking some food, you're saying, hey, you want some food, here's some food, I just want to do it just because I just feel like doing it, I just feel like being a nice person today, and stuff like that. And it's different, it's a different type of feeling, online, yeah, it feels good, but like it's online, like how much of online is real, but physical is real, it's real, it's there right in front of my face. So it's different. You gotta get used to that. I'm optimistic, I'm ready to start working. I'm ready to keep this job as long as I need to build up the money that I need to start this business and start you know, pushing my product, my stuff out there, my product and my brand and all that stuff. So yeah. Also, really, not even that, it's just I save all the money just so I can get a place, my own place, you know. It's just, man, life is a roller coaster. Like that song, "Life Is a Highway," that's a lie, bro. Life is not a highway. Life is a roller coaster on a highway. No, but the highway is the roller coaster. Okay, it's a highway, but there's so many bumps and tears, and it's a broken highway. It is a rundown highway with rocks in the middle. There's fucking tired tracks. There's fucking there's spikes everywhere. It is goddamn horrible. But you can still make it because it's not like it's impossible. You know, there's just so much, so many blocks and so many things that can slow you down. But, you know, if you pay attention to those blocks and try to, like, you know, understand that those aren't there specifically for you. That's just how life just ends up just being, you know what I mean? So it's best just to just keep pushing, keep going. But yeah, like, what else, man? Oh, so, this Hyperscape sent me an email, or they just released, like, their comic book for Hyperscape, and, so far I actually like it. I like it, you know. I think it's pretty cool. You know, it's an interesting little story. It's only chapter one. There's going to be many more, but like, so far with the first chapter, I fucks with it. Honestly, I think it's going to be interesting because Hyperscape is already a fun game as it is. So I am interested to see. Then build upon the lore and see how they deal with that, you know, while also paying attention to the game. Which, I mean, there's separate divisions probably inside of, you know, Ubisoft that takes care of stuff like that. So, you know, I'm not too worried about it. I am interested, you know, in the lore. Yeah, I think that, I mean, this seems like it's pretty good for today. I don't know what else to really talk about. I hope you guys are having a good day, you know, or a good week, good month, whatever it is. You know, hope you're having a enjoyable time, you know. Please don't forget PSWT. If you don't know what that means positivity, self-awareness, truth, and trust. If you can't be positive, be self-aware enough to trust yourself to tell the truth. That's what that means. It's what I live by, and that's what I try to work on every day. So, yeah, love yourself, love others. Please love yourself, you know, and don't downplay yourself. Don't think you're less, you know what I mean? Because, like, it doesn't matter what you look like. Your spirit is what's important. Your soul is what's important. You know, don't hinder your soul, you know what I mean? So, but because if you hinder your physical looks, you hinder your actual soul. So, you mentally hinder, you know, you try to like downplay yourself and stuff. That doesn't help you. That doesn't help anybody. That just makes your life even worse. So best just to tell yourself you're the shit. You're amazing. And you will be okay, you will gain the confidence that you need to do what you need to do. You know what I mean? Like, it gives you that confidence, that quick confidence boost that you need. You know what I mean? If you do that every day, you're going to start doing things that you never thought you'd do because you're giving yourself that confidence to actually do it by telling yourself that you are enough, you are amazing, you are beautiful, you are whatever. You know what I mean? So, just please keep trying, keep pushing. Life is, you know, life is a lot of things, but it isn't impossible. So, yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. Love you. Hope you guys love me. I'll see you guys later. Peace out.